I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Burma is celebrating its new year this week with its traditional water festival. Everything's shut down until April 22nd. That's critical aid timing for those who have survived the massive earthquake 3 weeks ago. But Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says Christians haven't been getting any help from the government. VBB has a team on the ground taking in supplies and funds. As a result, others are coming to Christ.
They saw the Christian response when the government wouldn't help and they called themselves a Buddhist government. A lot of the Buddhist monks were turning to Jesus. There's been a huge revival in Burma, and a lot of people are coming as a result of the crises.
Meanwhile, the culture in the United States loves Easter, even those peep things. But every follower of Jesus is looking for a life of lasting meaning and purpose. This year, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is making available the tract 72 Hours That Rock the World, 3 days from Good Friday to Easter. It clearly presents the gospel in non-religious language that will help you tell family and friends about Christ. We'll connect you at our website. And a school bus may seem ordinary, but not for one Kenya slum. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says in Mathari Valley, 500,000 people live in the worst conditions possible. One lone light is the Mathari Community Outreach School, where 1,400 students get hot meals, caring arms, and the truth of Jesus. Their major need now is for a school bus to get kids out of the slums and to even generate some income. One bus costs $40,000, but you can help by giving $10 via text.
Text this number. It's 85944. And then text the word Be Hope, the letter B, and then the word H-O-P-E, space, bus.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like to offer you a free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.